Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think with the optionality we have in all those picks, anything's in consideration. So, like we've said before, we're going to do whatever's best for this organization. So if that's moving up, if that's moving back, we'll do that. And lucky for us, we have the ability to do so with all the ammo we have.
Yeah, he also said, we feel great about staying at number two, Adam Peters said. He said, quote, I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down, to be honest with you. We feel great about sticking right there, closed quote. Of course, it is, you know, posturing season. I believe him, though. I think they're sticking right there at number two and taking a quarterback. There's always a chance. You know, we talked about this at some point last week. And the fact that Penix Jr. was among the quarterbacks that were there for the final 2 days of the top 30 visits, you know, lent some intrigue into, well, is there an offer out there that's just, you know, worth considering? Is Minnesota offering their two firsts and then a first in 2025 and 2026 and Justin Jefferson? But I think the odds are pretty stacked in favor of number two quarterback to Washington on Thursday night. Look, the wishing and hoping of the last few years, which just did not come to fruition despite a lot of people really wanting it to, whether it was Sam Howell or Carson Wentz or Taylor Heineke, you we're all in the same boat now. They don't have a quarterback on the roster that can be the quarterback to lead them to some sort of promised land of winning. And Thursday night, on the clock at number two, they'll try to take a step towards that. But, man, there was some noise last week. You know, we had just a lot on Jaden Daniels specifically. You know, from the reaction of Jaden Daniels' agent to the way in which the Commanders handled those 2 days of top 30 visits with 20 players and top golf and dinner, you know, and a dance afterwards. You know, Ron Butler, Jaden Daniels' agent, liked two tweets that criticized the Washington process, if that's the way you read the tweets, to which Jaden Daniels' PR firm had to kind of limit the damage a bit. They put out their own tweet. It came from Denise White, EAG Sports Management. She is a public relations, marketing, and crisis management expert at EAG Sports Management, the PR firm that represents Jaden Daniels. And she tweeted, quote, "Jaden Daniels is excited to be a part of the NFL, and wherever he is drafted, he will be happy to be a part of that organization." You know, that created a lot of action late last week. Look, I don't think, and I'll get to this in more detail, I don't think there's a lot there from my standpoint. With that said, man, what a bad idea for the grown-up, the supposed grown-up, the agent, to be liking tweets on X, on Twitter, that appear to be criticizing, knocking the team that might pick his client. That was not, I don't think, the best idea from his standpoint. And clearly the PR agency that represents Jaden Daniels didn't think it was a good idea either. That's one of those where you got to question, you know, does he really want me as a long-term client? Because I don't need that kind of smoke. Now, some of you might say, well, maybe Jaden Daniels told him to like those tweets. Maybe he was speaking on behalf of Jaden Daniels. But still, that's not the way to handle it. You know, that's child stuff on social media. That's what you hope your representative can stay way above. And that didn't happen last week. But look, if they do, and when I say they, I'm talking about Jaden Daniels, him specifically, if he has an issue, you would certainly hope that it would be addressed with the team. There's a lot of reporting out there, you know, in the wake of these top 30 visits and the way Washington handled it, which, let me just point out, was not totally unique. The 49ers had done it before. The Patriots have done it before. The Vikings apparently did it at one point several years ago as well. I think a lot was made out of it. I don't know if this was, you know, a test to find out who the true leader is, who the most secure person is. Maybe they learned something, and maybe they learned Jaden Daniels couldn't handle being in the group with all four. I don't know. I don't think there was a lot organizationally that the end of last week produced in terms of a reaction. I'll just leave it at that. But there was a lot more. You know, there was Schefter. He had a quote that said that the top 30 visits, the way Washington handled it, quote, didn't seem to go over too well with the agent for Jaden Daniels, and that Daniels believed he would meet with Washington by himself. Schefter also told Pat McAfee late last week that Daniels had come to the realization that he has no choice in the draft and is prepared to go wherever he's drafted. And Schefter once again added that most people still believe it continues to be number two to Washington. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, said this, quote, "Well, there's a little bit of smoke there. People I talk to with the Commanders and other teams, they do believe Daniels is the favorite to be the pick at number two. Nothing set in stone, of course. It is the draft. But I'm talking to somebody close with Daniels who believes that he has at least openly wondered about his options." And then Fowler said that he's ultimately not sure what's going on in the mind of Jaden Daniels, but at the very least, he doesn't appear to be embracing Washington too warmly, but then says, quote, "I can't confirm that he doesn't want to play for Washington, but it hasn't been an easy, smooth process for whatever reason so far." And then Ralph Vacchiano, Fox Sports, we've had Ralph on the show before. He covers the NFC East. He said, quote, "I don't know if quarterback Jaden Daniels wants to play for the Commanders or would prefer another team, but the flap about his agent being unhappy and about the group quarterback visit to Washington is a bit overblown. The two sides, according to Ralph Vacchiano, have talked since, per sources, and settled any issues," closed quote. So, yeah, there was some activity last week, at the end of last week. I'll just say that if Jaden Daniels actually has a preference, so what? I mean, he's 24 years old. Adults have preferences. And they act out on those preferences. But in this particular profession that he's choosing, they don't have that choice. They have a draft to keep the competitive balance of the league, which has driven the popularity of the league and hence the revenue that's followed that pays all these guys millions and millions of dollars a year. They don't have a choice initially. 4 to 5 years down the road, maybe. Maybe sooner if they're not a great player. But he's 24 years old. You know, these are young people. Of course they probably have preferences. Now, should they say anything publicly or have anybody speak on their behalf? No, but he hasn't said anything. There's been nothing really about preference from Jaden Daniels. You know, it's one of those things where I don't think the team is sweating it at all. I think they understand. They pick him. They put a good team around him. They've got Dan Quinn in the organization. They've got Cliff Kingsbury in the organization. And within a few weeks or a few months, he's going to be like, why did I ever even think that this wasn't a great place to come to? You know, it's their job, too, to make it a great place for the quarterback that they select. Now, if he had come out directly and said something to the or liked tweets like his agent did, it might be a little bit more problematic, but I just don't think it is. I think last week was much more of just, you know, it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of interest in this draft. It's a lot of shenanigans going on everywhere. Probably an immature agent on behalf of Daniel. Certainly an immature move. But yeah, the end of last week was about Daniels primarily. There's been some May talk out there. Daniel Jeremiah, Rick Spielman, among others, that like May to Washington at number two. So it's not all about Jaden Daniels, but it's mostly about Daniels. You know, the reasons are simple. It's he is believed by the most credible to be the second best quarterback in the draft. You know, and that's what Washington has, the second pick in the draft. So I'll continue my position on this. My personal preference has been and still is Jaden Daniels at two. For all of the reasons I've listed over the many months we've been discussing this. May and McCarthy, I'm going to be all in on anybody they pick. I'm going to be benefit of the doubt on anybody they take at number two. My preference is Daniels, and I actually like Penix after Williams and Daniels, but Penix is not a number two overall pick. May, I am absolutely on board with. If they pick him, I'll feel like they did what they were supposed to do, due diligence-wise. They know a lot more than all of us. I would be a little bit skeptical, just slightly, on McCarthy, just slightly, because I don't care if people think that J.J. McCarthy, you know, you didn't get to see what everybody else knows he can be. That's fine. But even at his best, where you do see the cut-ups of all the big-time throws and the big-time arm, and he's got all of that. He does. I just don't see a quarterback that's better than Jaden Daniels. I don't see a quarterback that should be number two in this draft. Maybe if they had number 23 or 24 or 25 overall, fine. You know, with Williams and Daniels and May off the board, fine. He might be a starting quarterback in the NFL for years to come. I'm not saying he won't be. I'm just saying Daniels is better. He's the better prospect. He's the one that I think deserves to go number two as we see it right now. But, man, lots of chatter, lots of smoke, lots of noise the last few days of last week. My personal view is there's nothing significant there. There's nothing that the team is viewing as a major problem. I think if we had heard something from Daniels specifically, it may have been more of an issue, but we haven't. It's really hard to know what to believe now. You got to trust the team. They've got the most information. They're in contact with Daniels' agent, maybe with Daniels' PR firm as well. And who knows? Maybe one of the reasons that I kind of feel like they don't think it's much of a problem is because they're not going to take him anyway. But I think they will. I've got, right now, 75% Daniels, 15% May, and then McCarthy at 8%, and Penix Jr. in a trade back at 2%. That's what I think as of now, and I doubt I will change my mind, unless something's actually reported, because nothing has actually been reported. All right, I promised you that you'd hear Jaden Daniels from that podcast. I'm going to save that for next hour. He said nothing controversial, just so you know. But it was interesting to hear his thoughts on a couple of things, including Antonio Pierce and the Las Vegas Raiders. But we've got a guest up next. He is Emory Hunt. He is an NFL draft expert for CBS Sports. He'll be our guest next. At 11 a.m., you'll hear and then at noon, Ben Standing, Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.